Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 4th, 214th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, sharp-dressed man.
Yeah.
Bill McCauley.
Vibrant.
Yeah, if we had a little ZZ Top in the background, yeah. Boy, he'd be all over it. He'd just have to wear his wig.
If I just had a good beard. And some Western clothing.
Be all over. Well, you know, we don't have to worry about that on the radio side of things. You know, the album cover would look a little different, though, with you posing today.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would recognize it as ZZ Top.
No, we're probably not sharp-dressed man either.
No.
But we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
That's eye-catching, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be stopping traffic in downtown a little bit later this morning.
Well, you know, the nice thing is it's kind of a safety green. So, you know, if I am crossing,
don't have to wear the vest now,
yeah,
do
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I can go out and, you know, clean the curb and the gutter outside the office and, you know, I'll be safe.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get laughed at now, huh?
Oh, I'll get laughed at, but that's a whole other problem.
Our quote this morning comes from, oh boy, I can't pronounce the fellow's name. So I'll go find another one. Here we go. Alan Paton.
Nailed it.
Quote, "To give up the task of reforming society is to give up one's responsibility as a free man." Mm-hmm. That's kind of an intriguing concept, huh?
Reforming society.
Keep battling the battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your...
Well, it's a perpetual fight.
Yeah. Now, we have got, what, 29,000... declared candidates for the Republican nomination?
Something like that, yes.
Is anybody talking about tax reform?
Oh, they all are in one form or another. I mean, I'm not sure any of them have gotten to the point where they've truly declared this, you know, that their central focus of their campaign is going to be some form of tax reform. But they're all, I think, have ideas. I mean, I think, first of all, the tax code is an easy target, you know, from the standpoint that, you know, I think most Americans recognize that it's abundantly too complicated, and so therefore it's an easy place to point at, saying, hey, some change has to happen. The question is, you know, is going to be from a perspective of political candidates, is, you know, what's the palatable thing from their, you know, that they think they can, you know, campaign on and attract support with.
You mean traction?
Yeah. Yeah, and money, and you know, all those things that we don't, you know, it's going to be an interesting political cycle.
I would think, but having a wild card in there, do you think that Trump is going to get the discussions into areas that most of the political, bureaucratic, other guys, or I guess Fiorina also, either they don't have any depth of knowledge in, or they stay away from because it's not the tried and true?
I think I'm not a political expert, but I think the Trump candidacy creates an interesting wild card. I mean, you know, he brings a lot of attention, but he does suck a lot of the air out of the room if you're the other candidates. And so, you know, and you know, for a guy who's got as much negative associated with him, you know, with four bankruptcies and, you know, all the other, you know, the inconsistencies in his record of things he said 2 years ago, which is what he's saying now. A lot of interesting stuff.
It's 8:19.
Never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, as you look at and consider some of the things that will be discussed this week, things that have been discussed already. You have any hopes for any, not tax reform, but reform that impacts taxpayers?
Yeah, well, I mean, you mean as a result of the political cycle?
Either the discussions or the outcome of the election.
I think that there's a likelihood that based on the outcome of the election, you're going to have, you know, most candidates, whether, you know, on both sides of the aisle in all political parties, have some ideas about taxation. And we use taxation, you know, originally the Internal Revenue Code was put into place so the government could collect money. Well, now we do that, but we also do health care and we do all kinds of other social,
you know,
we do a lot of quote unquote social goods. We use a tax code to accomplish those things. Well, you know, and good people can disagree about what's good and what's effective. So I'm not, you know, that's not really my point of making it.
They may be wrong, but they can disagree.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we all probably draw our own conclusions about what's effective and what's ineffective. But the point is, the tax code gets used to accomplish a lot of things. And we can agree that some things, I think we all agree some things don't work very well, and we all agree that some things do. The problem is we all disagree on what those things are. So, you know, you're going to see, I think, whoever is the successful presidential candidate in 2016, you're going to see tax law change as a result of it. And, you know, you could have a continuum all the way from if you had a certain probably Republicans who would be successful, you could see a push for a flat tax or some kind of major change in the tax regime. Two, you could see if someone was on the other side of the aisle, maybe they're going to try to expand or increase rates because to quote unquote accomplish fairness. You know, and again, we can argue what's fair and what's unfair. And again, good people totally disagree about that. So I don't really want to get into the discussion because you really can't win having that discussion. But the point about it is tax law is used to accomplish a lot of things. And it's an easy place when you're a political candidate to say, I'm going to change this in the tax law because it affects everybody.
Now, in the past 10 years or so, we keep talking about these extensions.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be a low-hanging fruit for any candidate at this point to say, you know, for everybody's sake, for consistency, for some predictability, we have to get this thing under control. Anybody given lip service to that yet?
Well, not really. I mean, the there is a change that was just enacted as part of the highway bill, which is there's not substantial improvement, but there's, I think, a steps on the road. Our profession has lobbied for changes in due dates for tax returns because the structure tends to be kind of inefficient. I'll give you an example. A lot of there's a number of taxpayers who, in their tax returns, must report the results from partnerships. Well, partnership tax returns are due April 15th. And individual tax returns are due April 15th. So you may be trying to finish your individual income tax return due on April 15th, and you need tax reporting from a partnership that's due the same day, and they could even go on extension.
An extension, yeah.
And then you still don't have that information to get a good estimate sometimes as to how much income am I going to have from this, and what's the impact going to be on my taxes. So these kinds of things have made it really challenging, and from a preparer perspective, we spend more time and we spend more of our clients' money by having to make calculations associated with extensions because of information we're missing. So our profession has lobbied that, look, this isn't rational and we need to be looking at it. And as part of the recently enacted highway bill, there was...
And the connection is because we feel like roadkill?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic of how things pass and why things get attached to what bills. But anyway, there was reform attached to the highway bill for due dates on tax returns and extended due dates as well as original due dates. And so those changes are intended to make some of those challenges be less problematic.
Boy, was that Hedge City.
Well, I mean, the point is...
I mean, and if you can't say it in specific terms, well, what are the politicians doing as far as hedging to make sure they don't lose that one single vote?
Well, I mean, I can be pretty specific. I mean, the point is that if you operate and you're operating in a corporation, okay, in a traditional C corporation, there are two types of corporations principally in this country that are taxable, you know, for-profit entities. First of all, there's a C corp. The second is an S corp. An S corporation is taxed where the corporation is largely pays no income tax, but the income is passed out for tax purposes to the shareholder, and the shareholder pays all the tax. Okay, so we don't see much tax revenue from S corporations. C corporations, on the other hand, pay taxes. So if you know, and most of our multinational companies in the United States are C corporations. A lot of our small businesses operate as C corporations. Those corporations have traditionally been due 2.5 months after the end of the fiscal year. So in a normal year for a calendar year corporation, that corporation is due March 15th. And so what's happening is that due date is going to be moving out a month to April 15th, and the partnership due date is going to move back to March 15th to give more time for people to get their individual income tax returns.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, as we do enter into the political season, is there anything that we need to be cognizant of at the state level? It's not a big year this time. In theory, this gives us a chance to get some stuff done, but things happen. Well, like the declaration with FEMA and the fire stuff. Okay, if you happen to be one of those folks that has been impacted, one, what level of impact before it qualifies? How do you document this stuff? What's the process that you go through? Does it impact your returns, or is this something that's handled entirely outside and independent?
Yeah, if you're in a disaster area, a federally declared disaster area, then there are specific provisions of tax law that benefit you. We've had that designation here in Humboldt County on a number of occasions. I mean, I wasn't practicing in 1964, but we undoubtedly
had it.
Yeah. I have to admit, I do remember the floodwaters in 1964.
Do you?
Yeah.
I remember some of the magazine covers, and that's about.
I remember seeing the Arcata Bottoms. And so,
yeah, I remember seeing the we were out towards Neyland, seeing it all just a lake.
That's about all I remember.
Okay,
but being so much older than I, but we typically get earthquake, and we may get federal
earthquake
disaster.
Winds. I mean, there's enough stuff.
Yeah, there are things like that. Fires can be the same thing. Once you get that, then there are provisions of the tax law that allow you either to accelerate when you recognize a loss. In other words, you may be able to move it a year forward. There are some things that allow you to give some flexibility with regard to your taxes because of the nature of the disaster. And we're undoubtedly going to see, given the magnitude of the fires in Lake County, we're going to see.
Well, even about Bridgeville, what do they call it, Mad River Complex or whatever those.
Yeah,
those. And there's some guys who've got property out there.
Yeah, no doubt. And so once FEMA acts and makes these, once we get these and we get presidential declarations of disaster, then there's additional resources that are available from a tax standpoint, as well as their other resources come to bear in that.
So if the state does, or as the state has, does that just impact the state level of taxes and documentation?
Yes, the federal. You need in order to have in order to have those provisions of law that we're talking about come into play on your federal tax return, you need a presidential designation of a disaster area, which is not, you know, sometimes the feds follow the state. It just depends on how, what the timing is. But my guess is that there's clearly going to be designations. I don't know whether they'll designate every burn area as a disaster area, whether it'll just be selective burn areas that they choose to designate that way. But, you know, it looks like it's going to be a long, hot, smoky summer.
Yeah, you got a long way to go between here and there.
We were up in Medford last weekend, and it was super smoky in there. And there's fires up in Canyonville area, and they're just dumping smoke down into the Rogue Valley.
And the inversion that hits, and
oh yeah, it was really smoky. And you could see.
Well, we had here. Yeah. You know, when you get, I'm sure others have mm-hmm. shared with you.
Yeah.
That lovely orange tinge.
Yeah.
It's a little surreal.
Well, you know, we got up there. We got up there on Friday night. I got out of the car. I moved around, did some stuff, and I went inside and I realized I smelled like I already smelled
like you were smoking.
I'd been sitting around a fire, a campfire, and it just that fast. I mean, after 4 or 5 minutes moving around outside, I smelled like a campfire. So,
So if you have little kids coming up to you with long sticks and marshmallows at the end
exactly,
of it.
Yeah.
You know, you could be one of those characters in the Fantastic Four then.
Yeah. I could. Yeah. The Human Torch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Cynthia and I found something really good, which is there's a certain brand of cookies that some people might call Oreo cookies, and they have a s'more type that's a special release.
Yeah, that was kind of a frightening thought for me.
Yeah,
right next to the thin one,
and interestingly, from a marketing standpoint, they call them S'more Oreos. Now, why didn't they call them S'moreos?
Yeah,
come on. I mean, if I can figure that out, you're telling me Nabisco can't figure that out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you could have been in marketing.
Yeah,
could have been a winner, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's watch the ship go down.
Yeah,
I got an idea.
Buckets, KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, with the state having the designation and the governor making that, whether or not the president sees fit to do that, what are some of the things that we have to do or we should do if we're in one of those areas or close to one of those areas that might be impacted? I mean, Denny now is in a tough sled. 36 is closed. 20, what is it, from Ukiah Inn is closed. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of negative impact that a lot of guys and gals may not even think about. Oh, I had to drive an extra 4 hours to get to Sacramento. Yeah. Okay, well, there are costs associated with that. I mean, how granular can we get impacts of some of these things, and what are the big things that we need to pay attention to?
Yeah, the big things you need to pay attention to is if you're having loss of property associated with it. So if you have damage that you've incurred because of loss of property. If you had to divert yourself and drive around to go to Sacramento, a different route than you wanted to, well, if it's a business trip, you're going to have more expense that you're going to deduct. If it's personal, it's just a personal expenditure. However, if you have a piece of property that's incurring damage, in other words, you've got down trees or you've got damage to outbuildings or whatever might occur, then you're going to need to be keeping track of it. The reality is right now, the biggest, if you're in that situation and you're listening to us, you need to be taking care of your property and doing the best you can to try to prevent the damage occurring in the first place, and that probably means fire lines. And I think we've all done that. Your family, my family, we've had property in the woods and we've had fires that you start getting all of a sudden you're out there raking as far away from the property you can to get all the needles away, and you're trying to create a defensible zone.
Dad was trying to get me to cut down all the trees. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not drop them now.
Yeah. Oh, away from the cabin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you tell me.
But, you know, I mean, so we've been through that. Both of us have been through that routine where you're out there raking because, you know, you're trying to create this defensible space. Those are all important things people should be doing right now. I mean, and I don't pretend to have any knowledge of, you know, all the things. But, I mean, I've been around where and experienced where Forest Service came by. My parents had a place up in Cecilville in the middle of nowhere. And the Forest Service came by and they just dropped hoses and said, okay, we're going to leave this hose here in case we have to come back. We want the hose here ready to go.
It's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you're in those kinds of situations, it's just do your best to try to preserve your property. And that is – and then after that, you'll deal with the consequences. You know, the most of the accounting associated with it, you know, it can be dealt with afterwards. I mean, you know, even in the case where people have had catastrophic loss and they've lost all their records, it's been able to deal with those kinds of claims in general. So
I know the insurance folks talk about taking pictures.
Yeah.
That's probably the best, quickest, just stand in the middle of the room and spin.
Yeah. That, I mean, a picture is worth a thousand words. And they say, and I you know, fortunately, I don't personally know this, but they say that you know, the trauma of a fire, you know, of losing your property, a lot, you know, sometimes people can't remember.
Yeah,
they get mental block associated with, okay, what was in this room, or what? How did this room even look? And so, you know, you wanna be able to have that document. So that is no doubt something we all should be doing. Probably should be putting those in our safe deposit boxes or wherever we keep those kinds of records. Probably not in the, you know, I mean, I have a, you know, I mean, I have other options, maybe take it to the office or someplace like that. But I mean, if you've got someplace you can store it where it's, you know, it's going to be protected, it's good to have a record. And we probably ought to be doing that. The other thing, not a bad idea for all of us to just take and photocopy the contents of our wallets and our purses. You know, I mean, if you're, because sometimes you lose your wallet, you're like, what was in there? I mean, I know my 1964 library card is kind of priceless, but...
yeah. I thought you were going to say mantle. I was going to come after you if you had that in your wallet.
Not in my...
No.
Unfortunately, I don't have those.
You'd be so
cards,
dead. And, you know, you probably wouldn't leave here intact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just kind of run through your head real quick and see what makes sense.
Yeah, I think you make a great point with the video evidence.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
My sharp-dressed man.
Yeah.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you old. See you then.